The Denali Pipeline today closed its open season offering. For the past 90 days, the company has offered space to shippers on its project that would deliver natural gas from the North Slope to North American markets. Denali President Bud Fackrell says the company has received a significant number of bids. However, they came with conditions that still need to be negotiated in private, wanting to use the line.
What we're going to try to do next is take these bids and see if we can reach binding commitments or agreements. And those will be confidential discussions over the next 2 or 3 months. The bids themselves are not what I would call bankable, that you can take to the bank and get financing. You know, we've got to convert these into binding agreements.
Fackrell says some of the conditions are out of Denali's control, but declined to confirm whether they would need intervention by the state. He said there were no surprises among the bids. The company had talked to potential shippers over the open season period and knew what to expect at closing time. Fackrell says the project is based on market conditions, and a final decision on whether to continue will come after the company and bidders determine future market conditions.
We hope to provide the shippers with a final, what we call precedent agreement, by the first of the year. And that would be something they'd have 30 days to get their board approvals on and sign. So we've got a lot of work to do over the next 2 to 3 months to be in a position to give them that precedent agreement.
Denali's competitor, TransCanada Pipeline, working with its partner Exxon, closed its open season offering at the end of July. Denali is a joint venture between BP and ConocoPhillips.